One of the common questions that come up regarding Hafrashas Challah, especially Thursday night, Friday, but it could happen any time, is after a woman took off her challah and she put it away, and then whatever, before she realizes it, it disappears. She's not sure. It might have felt ripe. It might be in the dough. It might have fell into the dough, or she mixed, or she took it back by mistake, whatever the case may be. So what do you do if some challah gets mixed in with the rest of the dough? So the first rule of thumb is V.S.O. We know we have a principle in halacha of bittul, nullification. So the different principles. Sometimes something is bittul barov. Sometimes you need 51% of heter to nullify it. Other times, you know, bittul b'shishim, 60 times. And there's halachas by truma 100, 101 to 1. So what's the halacha regarding challah? So the Rama brings down, Sho'oseres ad meya ve'echad. So we'll call it 100 times. So usually it's not 100, usually it's not, if you say the amount is 100 times, then it's probably not bato. The Taz writes, b'di'evid b'shas hachak, you could rely on the opinion of bittul barov. That, and there are other, and there are those posts, and let's say, as we'll get into, when we get into what the eights of Ataris Nedarim, Ataris Nedarim, undoing vows, if you can't find the, you can't find the base then, so then there'll be those who'll be mako and say that b'shas hachak, you could eat it anyway, relying on bittul barov. Let's assume not. Let's assume not like the Taz. The Shach doesn't like the Taz. So let's assume it's not bato. If we assume it's bato, whatever the reason, whether it's 100 times or you assume bittul barov, then everything's all clear. You go ahead and continue on. Rabbi Yaakov Emdin has an added chumra. He says that lacha bit, whatever the ashir bittul is, it only applies if the dough fell, if it got mixed back into a different dough. But if it's in the same dough, there's no din of bittul. Our Koshuk and others disagree with that. So generally speaking, we're back to our problem. There's not 100 times as much dough as challah, and therefore we can't rely on bittul. So therefore, what do we do? So there's halacha in general, when a person makes a neder, a vow, that there's a concept called Hataris Nedarim. Like we know, Kol Nidre, we do got form of Hataris Nedarim, Erev Rosh Hashanah in the mornings. So there's a concept of undoing a vow. You rarely do it all year round. We just do it those times for different reasons. So what is, I know there's a concept of Hataris Nedarim. What does that have to do with Challah? So the commentators explain that you make your verbal declaration that this piece of dough should be Challah. That's like equal to saying, making a neder. So if it's a neder, so then we have a way out, Ataris Nedarim. So in a case where the challah got mixed into the dough got mixed into the challah, so this, the woman should perform Ataris Nedarim, and then you're back to Maisa Bereishis. Now you have to go ahead and separate again, and we'll see. With a bracha, without a bracha. So, in general, when you do Ataris Nedarim, you got to go to a Beis Din. So, by Ataris Nedarim, by this type of Ataris Nedarim, the poskim say you can even have men who are either related to each other, you could have people related to one another on the Beis Din, or some related to the person performing Ataris Nedarim. However, it can't be a husband, as we'll see, because the husband's going to be the only one who's able to be Hashliach, we'll see shortly. So they have to know at least what they're doing, just the basic concepts. So generally, she stands in the basin, sits, and she says, I regret having designated this dough as challah. Had I known it was going to get remixed in the dough, I never would have made the neder. So the Taz doesn't like the Ataris, and he says you don't really have karata. You're only having karata because it happened. So, but others, we generally assume Atara Siddhara works, and that's how we do it. So the basis says mutalak, and we go on. As I mentioned before, generally the person has to come themselves, but there's a halacha here that a husband could represent his wife. In fact, the Chazon Ish has a chumrah that it has to be the husband. Well, he says to be makbid on both, but he says because really the dough actually halachically belongs to the husband, so therefore it's his dough. So it's like his neder. So Chazon Ish has a chiddush that he's machmed that they both should do hataras and darim, the husband and the wife. We assume, like the classical post from the Chasam Sofer, that this early maker adin, it's enough this to wife to be matir neder. So what do you do? It's okay, so you're successful. You do hataras and darim. So then, okay, then you got to go back to my separation. You start separating chal again. So again, so if there's enough to make, so then it goes back to the regular din. What is the regular din? So halacha, we assume one should be mafresh challah when kneading 2.6 pounds of flour, which is, they say, is about 8 2/3 cups of flour, roughly, but it's 2.6 pounds. However, a bracha is not recited on this amount. In other words, if it's less than, or if one needs a small amount of flour, one is not. So under 2.6 pounds of flour, you're not mafresh challah. If in 2.6 pounds you're mafresh challah, but you do not make a bracha, at what point do you make a bracha? So some say you make a bracha when you're needing 3.6 and change of flour, or 12 and a half cups. And many only recite a bracha when needing 4.95 pounds of flour, almost a 5 pound bag of flour, 16 and a half cups. So whatever your minig is. So you go back, what do you mean? You already made it, you're gonna make a second bracha. So most poskim assume it's not a problem. It's not the Chasam Sofer, I'll explain in a second, but others say, I think they quote a Rashash or others claim that it is a bracha of Atoa. In other words, you don't make, I think the Rashash and the Durim says, Shavu Yivarach Alaf Rashash Shnia. We do. And the Chasin so says, but how could we do Ataras and the Durim? Isn't it? Then you're making the first. So we're talking about the Machogas and the second bracha. You make a second bracha. So we assume yes, but that's what about that first bracha you made? Isn't it Lovatoa? So one could argue at the time I made it, it was true. And that's what the Chasam Sofer argues. When you say Hashem Tzov Tzivanu, you're basically saying I'm following the laws of Chazal. And built into the laws of Chazal is if the dough got mixed in, I could do a Taurus Nedarim. So the Chasam Sofer writes, goes back why the first bracha isn't a bracha of Atoa. So those are the general laws of if dough got mixed in. So generally we shoot for bito. If we don't have bito, so then we look for Hataras Nedarim, and we redo it. If you can't, in a situation where you can't find a basin for whatever reason, wherever you are, so then you could rely, according to some poskim, you could, if it's a Shaset Chak, you could rely, like the Taz says, a Bidiyeved, we could be Mako on Bitu Barov. I guess it's a separate shayla now. For now, is what about, so if you can't find a basin, what about doing a basin on Zoom for Hataras Nedarim?